আলহামদুলিল্লাহ রাব্বিল আলামিন ওয়া সলাতু ওয়া সালামু আলা সাইয়্যিদিল আমবিয়া ওয়াল মুরসালিন সাইয়্যিদিনা ওয়া মাওলানা মুহাম্মদ ওয়া আলা আলিহি ওয়া সাহবিহি আজমাইন আম্মা বা'দ ফাআউযু বিল্লাহি মিনাশ শাইতানির রাজীম বিসমিল্লাহির রাহমানির রাহিম আসসালাতু ওয়া সালামু আলাইকা ইয়া রাসূলুল্লাহ আসসালাতু ওয়া সালামু আলাইকা ইয়া হাবিবাল্লাহ আসসালাতু ওয়া সালামু আলাইকা ইয়া নবিয়াল্লাহ ওয়া আলা আলিকা وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري وحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام O Allah عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us O the one who is the most honorable the most gracious بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله Start your day with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all praises belong to Allah azza wa jal our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher the master of the day of judgment the owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists We send peace and blessings upon his most exalted and celebrated prophet, the peace of our hearts and mind. The most generous and kind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we send peace and blessings upon his illustrious family and noble companions, alayhi muridwan. Alhamdulillah. Dear viewers of Madini channel, it is only through the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that once again, We are with you with our early echo program. Today, we are just going to start with this parable, inshallah, from the Quran Pak. Before that, let us listen to the virtues of Durood Pak, inshallah, then listen to a kalam. And thereafter, we will be looking forward for your calls and messages, inshallah, Zawajal. So the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, Arwahuna Fida, may our souls be sacrificed at his blessed feet. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in a hadith, the person who recites 500 times durood upon me daily, Allah azza wa jalla shall save such a person from destitution. Allahu Akbar. Such a person will be saved from destitution, from becoming a faqir, from severe starvation, poverty. Allah azza wa jalla will protect a person who recites 500 times durood upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How beautiful and how good would this be for us if we right now form this habit, at least make niyyah an intention that I will start as of today. I will recite lots of durood upon the most exalted creation of Allah azza wa jal. Dear viewers, you will find not one or two, but rather you would find several, you know, accounts with of people that had got their troubles and worries removed by the blessings or through the virtues of reciting durood upon the most exalted creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. So this is the sunnah and this is the habit of even the malaika of Allah Azza wa Jal that they recite durood upon the most beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And moreover, Allah Azza wa Jalla himself recites durood pak. Subhanallah. So when Allah Azza wa Jalla sends salams, he sends salams and peace upon his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So why we as Muslims should not also follow the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jalla and spend ample time, spend enough time for this Mubarak cause that will be a reason for our salvation from difficulties in this world as well as in the hereafter. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salamana alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya sayyidi ya Nabiyallah. Dear viewers, inshallah, so be ready. When we do come back, we are going to be discussing a beautiful waqi'ah and story from the Qur'an Pak. For now, we would listen to this Naati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Nabi, Ya Nabi, Ya Nabi, Ya Nabi, Ya Habibi, Ya Rasulullah, 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 Ya Nurullah, Zaha kya martaba hua tera, Tu Khuda ka Khuda hua tera, Zaha kya martaba hua tera, Tu Khuda ka Khuda hua tera, Tajdaro ka tajdar bana, Tajdaro ka tajdar bana, Ban gaya jo gada hua tera, Ban gaya jo gada hua tera, Ya Nurullah,
martaba hua tera, Tu Khuda ka Khuda hua tera,
Ek alam Khuda ka ta طالب ہے اور طالب خدا ہوا تیرا اور طالب خدا ہوا تیرا یا نور اللہ یا حبیبی یا رسول 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 اللہ میری طاعت سے میرے جرم فزوں میری طاعت سے میرے جرم فزوں لطف سب سے بڑھا ہوا تیرا لطف سب سے بڑھا ہوا تیرا یا نور اللہ
واہ کیا مرتبہ ہوا تیرا تو خدا کا خدا ہوا تیرا
لے خبر ہم تباہ کاروں کی لے خبر ہم تباہ کاروں کی قافلہ ہے لوٹا ہوا تیرا قافلہ ہے لوٹا ہوا تیرا یا حبیبی یا رسول اللہ 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 مجھ سے کیا لے سکے عدو مجھ سے کیا لے سکے عدو ایمان اور وہ بھی دیا ہوا تیرا
کیا مرتبہ ہوا تیرا، تو خدا کا خدا ہوا تیرا۔ بگڑی باتوں کی فکر کرنا حسن، بگڑی باتوں کی فکر کرنا حسن، کام سب ہے بنا ہوا تیرا، کام سب ہے بنا ہوا تیرا۔
یا نور اللہ،
واہ کیا مرتبہ ہوا تیرا، تو خدا کا خدا ہوا تیرا۔
یا حبیبی یا رسول اللہ، 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 یا نور اللہ۔
سبحان اللہ، ماشاء اللہ، کیا بات ہے مدینے کی، واہ کیا مرتبہ ہوا تیرا، اللہ اکبر، سبحان اللہ۔ ڈیئر ویورز آف مدینی چینل، دیز آر دوز کلامز اینڈ نعتز اینڈ پریزز آف دی موسٹ ایگزالٹڈ کریشن آف اللہ عز و جل دیٹ پینیٹریٹس آور ہارٹس۔ اٹ از تھرو دا بلیسنگز آف دیز کلامز اینڈ نعتز وی اٹین اینڈ گین کلوزنس اینڈ پراکسیمیٹی ٹو دا بیلوڈ رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔ ڈیئر ویورز آف مدینی چینل، مے اللہ عز و جل grant us the tawfiq and ability to continue with the recitation of the holy quran pak, with the kalams and naats of the holy rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May we look forward following the sunnah of the holy rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam in every step of our lives. May we make that our priority. May we love the holy rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam just as the companions of the holy rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in particular Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu an, showed reverence, respect to the beloved master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is unparalleled. You cannot compare your love to the love of Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu an, but every companion of the holy master sallallahu alaihi wasallam tried loving him and expressing his love in his own unique way. Dear viewers of Madani channel, if you open the books of history, you would learn. If you open the books of ahadith, you would learn in Sahih al-Bukhari and in various books of ahadith. Sahaba-i-Kiram did not receive any orders or any manual from any person that showed them or taught them how to show respect and love to the Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This was a natural instinct. This was a natural attachment to the beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Did Sayyidina Bilal Habshi radiyallahu an read in any book? Did he go for any classes? No, he never read anywhere. He never go for any classes to learn that when the Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam would let out saliva from his mouth or the water of the wudu from his face of blessed body, he wouldn't allow that water to touch the ground, and rather he would go and fetch that water before it would touch the ground and they would rub upon the body. And the companion who did not receive that water would moist his palms upon the hands or on the hands of the one who had his hands moist already. This height and excellence of love, dear viewers, is beyond our estimation and imagination. Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu an is one of those companions who broke records, dear viewers, due to which he attained such titles and such excellence. He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had attained such high maqam in the sight of Allah azza wa jalla that subhanallah, the beloved rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given him this glad tidings and said to him, anta atiqum minan nar, you are freed from the hellfire. This is where he's got his titles from. Atiq means the one who's freed, and Siddiq means the one who is truthful. Based on his truthfulness, even in the time of ignorance, even in the time of Jahiliyyah, Sayyiduna Siddiqi Akbar radiyallahu an was known for his truthfulness. He never worshipped any idols, even in his childhood, even in his youthfulness. He radiyallahu anhu always protected himself from fornication, from various types of gunas and sins, and his heart was waiting to be linked with the Holy Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let me remind you of a beautiful parable. This parable has not only been mentioned in the books of Ahadith, but Allah Azza wa Jal has made mention of this story, of this qissa and waqi'ah, even in the Holy Quran Pak. So from here you have an idea as to what we are speaking about. Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned this in the Holy Quran Pak. So how close is Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu an with the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allah Azza wa Jalla descends tranquility and contentment upon the heart of Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu an when he is faced by anxiety, when he goes into the state of worry and anxiety, that Allah Azza wa Jalla sends down tranquility and peace to satisfy the heart of Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu an. Can you imagine, dear viewers of Madani Channel? Let me tell you what is the maqam. Let's move on, inshallah. But before we go there, as we all know, let's speak a little of Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu anhu's kunya, his titles, his names, as we all do know that the respected name of the first Khalifa of the leaders of the believers is Abdullah. What his real name is? Abdullah. His kunya, patronymic appellation is Abu Bakr. His name is Abdullah. His titles are Siddiq and Atiq, as we had already covered them. Why he is Atiq? Simply because the Holy Rasul had given him this title of Anta Atiqum Minan Nar. You are freed from the hellfire. Subhanallah. And look at this. If you have to trace back his lineage with the Holy Rasul, then you would go and see that his genealogical tree joins with that of the Holy Rasul seven generations back. It joins with that of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam seven generations above. Allahu Akbar. He radiyallahu an was born in Makkah al-Mukarrama. Zadaha Allahu sharfan wa ta'zima. Taqriban, approximately 2.5 years after Amul Fil, the year of the elephants. What is the year of the elephants, dear viewers? We all should know and we all must know that it was that year that the ill-mannered and ill-fated king Abraha attacked the Holy Kaaba with an army of elephants. And Allah Azza wa Jalla had destroyed him and his elephants. They all were ruined. And this year is known as Amul Fil. 2.5 years after Amul Fil, whereas the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born approximately 55 days before the happening of Amul Fil, before the year of the elephants, before this attack of Abraha, 55 days before, prior to that incident, the Holy Rasul was born. And 2.5 years after this incident, Siddiqi Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the closest companion to our master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, came into this world, dear viewers of Madani Channel. He's very, very close to the Holy Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And let me tell you something about his childhood, even before we move on into this Quranic wonders and this waqi'ah of the Quran. He himself says to the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that ek martaba yu huwa bachpana ka alam tha. Bachpan ka alam tha, meaning I was a child. Bachpan means childhood. He says, during that period of time, my father one day took me to the idols. And when I was taken to the idols, my father said, son, these are your gods, so you should prostrate to them. You should worship them. You should be obedient to them. You should listen to them. You should do as they say you to do and as they want you to do. Allahu Akbar. His father was training him to worship idols. Siddiqi Akbar radiyallahu anhu was a young child. So what he says to the idols, he says, oh, okay, if that is the case, I am hungry. Could you feed me? Since there was no reply, Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu anhu then said, okay, I want protection. Could you protect me? Okay, I need clothes. Can you provide clothes for me rather? And again, there was no answer. And of course, how could there ever be any answer from an idol, from a stone? Allahu Akbar. And then he says, okay, If you can't clothe me, you can't feed me, you can't protect me, then at least protect yourself, because now I'm going to stone you. Having said this, he says to the idols, if you are really a god, then defend and protect. And he threw something at the idol, and that caused the idol to fall to the ground, upon which his father had given him a hit on his face. Allahu Akbar. And then taken him straight to the house and told his mother about this incident. Allahu Akbar. And when she heard about this, when she heard that this is what my son had done, Allahu Akbar, she says to her husband, when I was in labor giving birth to him, I remember and I recall, I heard a voice from the unseen, from the ghaib, a sound, a voice had emerged that said to me, O servant, Allahu Akbar, O truthful servant of Allah Azza wa Jal, congratulations, for Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed you with a blessed and Mubarak son, and he will be the companion and the closest companion to the beloved Rasul Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When this incident had happened, Siddiqui Akbar is relating his story to the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And dear viewers of Madini channel, Sayyidina Jibreel Amin came to the court of the Holy Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Abu Bakr has spoken the truth. He is Siddiq, Allahu Akbar. Can you imagine, dear viewers? I mean, I'm speaking about this narration. Remember, with regards to his authenticity, even Imam Ahmad Qastalani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has mentioned this hadith in Sharh Sahih Bukhari. And it is a famous waqi'ah, dear viewers of Madani channel. Even the Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salam would come to confirm the statements and the happenings in the life of Siddiqui Akbar radiyallahu anhu. Can you imagine his importance? Can you imagine how accepted he is in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Let's move on towards this Quranic wonder and Quranic story of the Holy Quran Pak, subhanallah. We all know very well that the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faced lots of challenges in Makkah al-Mukarramah. The period of time that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had spent in Makkah al-Mukarramah was filled with trials and tribulations. It was filled with calamities and test upon test. Allahu Akbar. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not only tortured when they were tired of him, but rather they even tortured and they even oppressed his Mubarak family, his Mubarak friends and relatives. Allahu Akbar. They made his life difficult in Makkah al-Mukarramah to the extent that the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had then finally decided to migrate from Makkah al-Mukarramah. In the night of migration, the night that he sallallahu alayhi wasallam had migrated, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam came out of his blessed home and stood at a place called Hazwara. He stood at this maqam. Yes, dear viewer, he stands at this maqam. And from that place, he has a glance at the Holy Kaaba. And he speaks out to the Kaaba. And he says, O Makkatul Mukarrama, I love you dearly. I have an attachment with you. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. But I am about to leave my most favorite city and country. I'm about to leave you, for my people have forced me to exile. My people have forced me to leave. My people have oppressed me and made my living here so difficult that, oh Makkah, I now gotta leave. Hazrat Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem was commanded by the Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam to return back the amanah that was taken from people, and that should rightfully be returned to its rightful owners. Even at such a crucial moment in time, here he speaks to the Holy Kaaba and he speaks to Makkah from a place called Hazwara. And now when he returns back after crying and emptying his heart, speaking to his city and making his final salams to Makkah al-Mukarramah, he now advises Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, despite the kuffar being outside his home, outside the house with naked swords, They were thirsty for the blood of Islam. They could not wish and they could not wait to extinguish the lamp of Islam. Those naked swords that were outside waiting to assassinate our beloved Nabi, our master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our aqa, Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu was very well aware of them. And he says to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu that you will sleep in my place and tomorrow you will return the wealth, you will return the belongings and the amana and trust it to us back to the rightful owners. And then you should also set on to Madinatul Munawwara. He takes his companion Siddiqi Akbar radiallahu anhu. They set on the journey. It has been mentioned in different tafaseer and in commentaries and various books that the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then picked up some pebbles from the ground and then he recited a verse from the Holy Quran Pak. Allahu Akbar. Some tafaseer have mentioned this. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Waja'alna min bayni aydihim saddan wa min khalfihim saddan fa aghshaynahum fa hum la yubsirun. According to some narrations, even this has been mentioned that he made dumb and then he threw those pebbles and all those people that were waiting with naked swords, waiting to slander, waiting to assassinate, waiting to shed the blood of our Aqa and Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instantly became blind. The Master walked from between them and they saw nothing. The Holy Rasul set out with Siddiqi Akbar radiallahu anhu on this journey. Those people stood there. They were still waiting to see the Holy Master. And then they felt that such a long time has passed and we have not yet seen him. And then they decided to enter into the house. On the other way, Siddiqi Akbar radiallahu anhu is rushing with the Holy Rasul through the bushes, through thorny bushes and rocky mountains and passages and pathways. During the darkness of the night, the Holy Rasul and Siddiqi Akbar set out on this journey. Whereas on the other hand, the enemies invaded the house and now they're in search of the Holy Rasul. But guess what? As per the command of the Holy Master, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu is in a beautiful sleep on the bed of the Holy Rasul. And the moment the sheet or the blanket or duvet was removed, it was noted that this is Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Allahu Akbar. And then they had realized that the Holy Rasul ﷺ had left. He had migrated. And now there was a chase. There was an arm. The kuffar of Makkatul Mukarrama were in the state of rage and anger, furious as to how this had happened under their nose. And they could not do anything about it. And people had run. On other hand, so many people were looking. There was an in'am and a gift for the one who could bring the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There were prices set on. People were in search. On the other hand, Siddiqi Akbar radiallahu anhu and the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now reach at a place called Ghari Thawr. This cave was on a highly situated place, on a raised platform, on a raised section of this mountain. So here, the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is hurt. His Mubarak feet is swollen. Allahu Akbar. They are blisters. Siddiqi Akbar radiallahu anhu was honored to make the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sit upon his shoulders and he walked on that mountain and he took Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into the cave. Prior to that, he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, aap yaha aram farmaye. Tashreef rakhe, main abhi ghar ko saaf karke aata hoon. And then he goes into the cave to clean the cave, to find anything harmful there. All he saw was there were holes all over. He tore his clothes and covered each hole that he saw in the cave. The niyyah and intention behind this was simply because he never wanted anything harmful to cause any difficulty and harm to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Finally, when there was one last hole left and he could not tear any more of his clothes, then he placed his heels upon the hole. Or according to some narrations, he placed his Mubarak toe into the hole. Dear viewers of Madini channel, Subhanallah. Kya baat hai Madine ki? Subhanallah. In Quranic wonders, it has been mentioned by Hazrat Allama Maulana Abdul Mustafa Azmi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali that he placed his Mubarak soles and heels on the hole. Least anything dangerous could cause harm to my master, and I would never let that happen. Thus, he places his heels upon that hole for a long time, to the extent that now there was something that was tapping him and giving him a sign to which he did not listen. He did not understand the signal. He continued keeping his heels there because he had now confirmed there is something definitely here. And that snake then bit Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu anhu so hard, multiple times, that caused his tears to trickle onto the blessed face of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and caused his Mubarak and blessed eyes to open. And he then asked Siddiqui Akbar, what had caused you to cry? What has caused you so much of pain? And he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is something in this hole which has bitten me, due to which I have cried due to intense pain. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then had a look at the feet of Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu anhu. And when he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instantly placed and applied his Mubarak saliva, the poison and the pain and suffering from the Mubarak feet of Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu anhu was instantly removed. Allahu Akbar. He was totally cured on the spot. It was as if nothing happened to him. He was totally fine, dear viewers of Madini channel. Subhanallah, subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. He smiles and he knows this is the solution to every problem. Mere har dard ki dawa. The solution to every problem, the cure to every pain is the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His pain was gone. He was cured basically from the pain and the taklif of the snake bite. Nothing had happened to him at that moment. The Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had his Mubarak head on the lap of Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu anhu. It was just them two. On the other hand, the kuffar have come. Dear viewers of Madini channel, imagine at every step these companions are willing and wishing to give their lives. Har qadam pe apni jaan ko nisar karne ke liye aap tayyar hai. Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu anhu walked in front of the master, behind the master, on the right, on the left. He continued walking. And when the master asked him, O Siddiq, O Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, why do you walk on the left, on the right? Sometimes suddenly you'll go behind me, then you'll go next to me. They have left from Makkah al-Mukarramah. They're on their way to Medina, as I said, through thorny bushes and rocky and stony passages and valleys and bushes and jungles. However, they made their way all the way to Ghar-e-Thawr, dear viewers. He's asking him, why are you walking sometimes in front of me, then you're next to me, then you're behind me? He says, Ya Rasulullah, I'm walking in front of you because I have this fear suddenly that somebody might attack you from the front. Then I walk in front of you so that if there's any spear that comes, it should first go through Siddiq before it touches you. And then as I'm walking in front of you, the thought comes to my mind, what if somebody attacks from behind? I then would walk behind you so that if anyone causes any harm, it should be caused to Siddiq Akbar first. Abu Bakr should be first. Then on the right and then on the left. He is always willing to sacrifice everything he has, including his wealth. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani channel, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Azimul Barkat, Imam Ishq Muhabbat, Ahmad Rida Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, has mentioned very beautifully. He says,
Karu tere naam pe jafida na bas ek ja do jahan fida karu tere naam pe ja fida karu tere naam pe ja fida karu tere naam pe ja fida na bas ek ja do jahan fida do jahan se bhi nahi ji bhara do jahan se bhi nahi ji bhara karun kya karo sallu alayhi wa alihi sallu alayhi wa alihi.
He desires to sacrifice even 1,000 lives at the feet of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Siddiq Akbar, Allahu Akbar, would sacrifice everything, dear viewers. Allah Hazrat says, if I had 1,000 of lives, I'll sacrifice every life for you, O my master. For Allah Azza wa Jalla has given us whatever we have for your sake, has blessed us for your sake, through your blessings, through your sadaqah and wasila. If it was not for the master sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then what would ever belong to us? This name, this shohara, this izzat, this lifestyle that we love, all of this is through the blessings of the master sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then he even says, this body that you have is also for his sake, when he says,
dahal mein zaba tumhare liye badan mein hai ja tumhare liye hum aaye yahan tumhare liye उठे भी वहाँ तुम्हारे लिए हम आए यहाँ तुम्हारे लिए उठे भी वहाँ तुम्हारे लिए ज़मीनों ज़मां तुम्हारे लिए मकीनो मका तुम्हारे लिए चुनीनो चुना तुम्हारे लिए बने दो जहां आका तुम्हारे लिए.
Now inshallah azza wa jalla we cover the aspect as to Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu in the cave, kuffar are looking for him, the non-Muslims reach all there by the cave, right there at Ghar Thawr. But look at the divine security of Allah Azza wa Jalla, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then made a spider web all over at the entrance of the cave, whereas a pigeon had then laid its eggs right there on the web. Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu is with the master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inside the cave. The kuffar come right there, and then he says to the master, when the non-Muslims were right there at the cave, at the entrance of the cave, and they witnessing the pigeons' eggs and the spider webs, they intended to go inside, when one of them said, well, why would we go inside? Because if there was someone inside here, then this web would have not been here, right? A spider's web is quite old. It looks like it's a very old web. And especially for an egg to be there, for a pigeon to lay its eggs right there. So they were right there. And Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu at that time says to the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if they have to only look at their feet, if they have to look at their feet, they will find us here in the cave. At that time, the Holy Rasul said to Siddiqi Akbar radiallahu anhu, don't worry, Allah is with us. La tahzan, inna Allah ma'ana. Allahu Akbar. Do not grieve, indeed Allah is with us. These are the words of the Holy Rasul. La tahzan, why are you grieved? Why are you scared? Why are you worried? Inna Allah ma'ana, Allah is with us. This was the highest level of tawakkul and trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. That they are swords again, they are people who are thirsty for his blood, but look at his contentment without having any expressions of difficulty on his face, without showing this expression to his best companion, without making him afraid, rather giving him peace and tranquility, even in the cave, he says to him, then today is nothing to panic and worry because Allah is with us. La tahzan, inna Allah ma'ana. This caused him to calm down. He cooled down. His anxiety came to an end, and he realized that no one can touch him and his beloved Habib Rasulullah. According to some narrations, after they left the cave, the Holy Rasulullah said to him, oh my friend, oh Siddiqi Akbar, even if they had come inside there, go and have a look at what's on the other end of this cave. And when he had a peep to see what was on the other end of the cave, he had witnessed that there was a river and there was a boat waiting for them, and the doors would have closed just as Allah could make a pathway for Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in the sea. Us ocean ke andar rasta banaya gaya tha. If our Rabb Allah could create a path for Hazrat Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam from the traps and from the oppression of the Pharaoh, of Fir'aun, then why could he not create a path for his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wasalam in the cave? It's possible. Allah is alimul ghaib wa shahada. Behrhal, ek riwayat hai. This is a riwayat, this is a narration, or sawab ki niyat se, or muhabbat Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam ko badhane ki niyat se, with the intention of increasing our love and devotion for the Master sallallahu alayhi wasalam and understanding the maqam of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu. I have mentioned this to you as well, dear viewers. Pay attention and focus, subhanAllah. They did not see. Now look at the verses of the Quran. Look at what Allah says in the Holy Quran. And always remember, this waqiyah is mentioned in the Quran. Allah says to them, and if you would not help my beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then indeed Allah has helped him. If you will not help Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will help him. When he had to go out due to the mischief of the non-believers, just as two souls, meaning Siddiqi Akbar radiallahu an and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, thaniyathnain, just like two souls, they both set out during migration to Makkatul Mukarrama. They were even concerned about the footsteps that the kuffar will follow their tracks and trace them as to where they were. He carried the Holy Rasulullah upon his shoulders. Allahu Akbar. How fortunate is his personality. And then when they were in the cave, when he was saying to his companion, when Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu said, Ya Rasulullah, they are so close, if they have to see their own feet, they will find us here. The Holy Rasulullah said, La tahzan inna Allah ma'ana. The Quran says, and when he was saying to his companion, meaning when the Holy Rasul was saying to his companion sallallahu alayhi wasallam, do not grieve, indeed Allah is with us, then Allah sent down his tranquility upon him and helped him with forces. You did not see. Allah Azza wa Jalla helped him with force. Allahu Akbar. With such amazing powers. And disgrace the words of the non-believers. They will assassinate and they will get the Holy Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And only Allah's word is supreme and only Allah is dominant, the wise. Wallahu Azizun Hakim. Dear viewers of Madani channel, this Ghari Thawr, the story of Ghari Thawr is indeed a very heart-touching and a very beautiful parable. Honestly, dear viewers of Madani channel, it makes you understand that what is the closeness of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and Siddiqi Akbar radiallahu anhu. So the parable of the cave of the Thawr has been mentioned in the Holy Quran Pak. And through this, it will always glow in the skies like the sun. The story will forever be recalled because every hafiz of the Quran will recite the story and will recall the moment in which Siddiqi Akbar radiallahu anhu said to the Holy Rasul, they are right here. And the Holy Master convinced him and said to him, La tahzan, don't have any grief and worry. Now let's take some pearls from these stories and waqi'ah. What do we learn from this, dear viewers? If we did not learn any lesson from this parable, then perhaps this hour that we have spent listening to this, we have definitely got thawab for that. But dear viewers, how would we ever benefit from it if we will not bring this into our practice? Let's look at the fact that the Holy Rasulullah ﷺ went through oppression firstly. A Nabi of Allah Azza wa Jalla, who would make one dua and have those people destroyed, vanished, destroyed and ruined. Just as Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam's people had faced flood. Many other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam's nations faced various types of calamities. But the blessings of this ummah is that you are saved simply because the Holy Rasul is amongst us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are his ummatis and Allah Azza wa Jalla has given us time to repent. So we should repent. Subhanallah. Secondly, dear viewers of Madani channel, the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chose in his companion. And look at the adab and respect Siddiqi Akbar radiallahu anhu shows to the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the other hand, look at the tawakkul and the trust of Siddiqi Akbar radiallahu anhu, that he is ready to give his life. On the other hand, Mawla Ali radiallahu anhu is also willing to give his life. Therefore, he slept upon the bed of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or he slept in the place of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him that you will return the amana, by the next morning you should return these stuff entrusted to me, was the confirmation of his longevity. It was the confirmation that nothing could happen to him. It was the confirmation of safety. It was the confirmation of aman and sukoon and peace. When somebody asked him, oh Mawla Ali radiyallahu an, us raat ko, that night, how did you sleep? How did you manage to sleep when you knew there were people outside there waiting to behead you? Allahu Akbar. They were bloodthirsty. He says, I slept so peacefully during that night because when the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had guaranteed me ki you will wake up tomorrow, so that meant nothing could ever happen to me, right? How could ever anything happen to me? Because if something were to happen to me, Rasulullah SAW would have not said, you will meet with me in Madinatul Munawwara. He would have not instructed me to travel to Madinatul Munawwara. If that Nabi can split the moon in two halves, that Nabi surely is aware of what I will do tomorrow. Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will tell the children what they have eaten and what they have saved in their homes for the next day. Allahu Akbar. Then why can't our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam say this to Siddiqui Akbar or to Mawla Ali radiallahu an? Dear viewers of Madini channel, hardships the Holy Rasul had went through, but look at his level of tawakkul. It is found in the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Look at Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim Khalilullah. Even the moment when he was put into the fire by Namrud and his people, the fire that was blazing for over a month, the fire upon which not even a bird could fly due to the intensity and heat of that fire, that anything near it will cause it to get destroyed and ruined. Allahu Akbar. And such hot fire they intended to throw and place the Khalil of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And when they'd done so, what? Look at the level of his tawakkul. When Sayyidina Jibreel Amin came and asked him, Ahallaka hajatun ya Ibrahim? Allahu Akbar. Is there any desire that you have? What was the answer of Ibrahim radiyallahu ta'ala anhu? He said, yes, I do need some help, but not from you, from my Creator, and He is aware of my condition. And then what happens next? Allah Azza wa Jalla commands in the Holy Quran, oh fire, become cool with peace upon my Khalil, my friend who is coming into you. Allahu Akbar. The very same blazing hot fire that was burning from a month became like a garden of peace and blessings and contentment for the Khalil of Allah Azza wa Jalla. He was inside the fire, but not even a single strand was burned. He was inside as normal, as if nothing happened to him. So the fire became cool, the quality of burning was removed for that moment in which he could be safe. He could be faced with safety and peace inside that fire. Likewise, dear viewers, look at his tawakkul and trust. Allahu Akbar. Look at the trust of Siddiqui Akbar radiyallahu an, that he never even said a single word the moment Rasulullah said Allah is with us. So when we face problems and calamities, when we go through difficulties, agar hamare khandan mein se kisi ka intiqal hua, agar job hamare haath se chhoot jaye, agar koi bhi takleef ya pareshani ka samna hum kare zindagi mein, to ye bhi hum bhi yaad rakhe ki Allah hamare saath hai. Allah azza wa jalla is with us if we are on haq, if we are on that truthful path, if our aqeedah is corrected and protected, if our iman is sahih salamat, then definitely if ishq-e mustafa is in our hearts, and Allah azza wa jalla is also with us. If ishq-e awliya is in our hearts, and Allah azza wa jalla is also with us, dear viewers. If you follow the sunnah of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then every time you are faced with calamity and problem, Allah azza wa jalla will recompensate you with that calamity that you faced in the hereafter. Allahu Akbar. You will be rewarded. The expiation of your fever, flu, sicknesses, bimaris and challenges that you are facing here in the dunya is actually the hereafter, that Allah azza wa jalla will wash away your returns in exchange for that. Your sins are removed just as a tree sheds leaves, dear viewers of Madini channel. Just as the leaves would fall from the tree, your sins are removed and washed away. And we will get back to you. Until then, stay good, be good, and do good. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ala muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.